tell you that the two rubbish will help.
Good morning, everyone. The Gemur Darshans, Duva Be'ichle Matoiv, as it's the correct thing to do, is to Darshan, Hilchus Chag B'Chag, Hilchus Pesach B'Pesach, Hilchus Atzeres B'Atzeres, Hilchus Chag B'Chag. So perhaps it's appropriate to say that it's coming up to a time which is called some holidays, even though outside now it doesn't look very summer-dick, but it's coming up a time when people go on vacation. And therefore, it would be appropriate to seek some of our halachos of going abroad, going on vacation, going abroad. I want to specifically speak about a topic which is extremely complicated, not known enough, and hopefully we'll be able to create the awareness which is needed so you're able to keep the halachos properly. Ribbis and foreign currency. I know we've spoken about ribbis quite a number of times over here, but I don't remember we ever spoke specifically about this point or not. And even if we didn't, I'm sure nobody will mind. If we did, I'm sure nobody minds if we do a little bit of chazura. This week's address is Matis Masei. The Eden went from Membeis Masuris, went from one stop to the other. And since we started traveling in the Midbar, we haven't stopped, because the minhag of Klal Yisrael is, for some reason, Baruch Hashem, everybody has their home where they live, and they have their... Generally, they have, Baruch Hashem, their comfortable place where they live a whole year. And for some reason, we feel the urge and the need to pick ourselves up and go sojourning through the Midbars and all the different places in the world. And we find ourselves little dirlach and little places. And we feel that for some reason, that's called a vacation. But that's how we are, and that's how we're made. And we've been a traveling guide for a long time. I have to give an akduma in order to bring out the halukas which we're trying to bring out. First, we've got to know what the problems could be and what the problems are. And why this is a problem, hopefully we'll explain it. First, let's see what the shalas would be. The shalas are, can you borrow foreign currency when you're in England and you want to travel abroad, you want to travel to Europe, you want to travel to Switzerland, or you want to go to Eretz Yisrael, to America, and all these places use different currency than in England. The pound is very limited, it's only in the UK we can use the pounds, and all these other places use foreign currency. Am I allowed to borrow foreign currency in England before I leave? In order to return the foreign currency when I return. It's something which happens the whole time. People want to go abroad and they don't know how much money they're going to need, and their friend has euros or the dollars at home. They tell them, do me a favor, can I borrow from you €1,000? Can I borrow from you $1,000? And I'll give you back when I come back. A lot of people prefer to have the foreign currency back because there's a reason they have the foreign currency, that when they go abroad and when they come to the airport, they should be able to have something on them in order to be able to spend locally what they need to get spent straight away. Shala number one, can you borrow foreign currency in England before you leave in order to repay the foreign currency in England after you return? And then we have other shalas. Can I borrow foreign currency over here in order to return pounds when I come back? I'm leaving now to the airport, I'm leaving soon, and I ask somebody, do you have money for me? Do you have $1,000 for me? Do you have €1,000? It can be a much smaller amount. Just wants enough to have for the taxi when he gets there. He wants to have 200 shekel. Can I borrow 200 shekel, please? And when I come back, I'll repay you in pounds. Is it okay? What rate do you go for? Do you got the rate of today? Do you got the rate when you return it? And then once you're abroad, two of you meet themselves together on the holidays, and one of them has run out of local currency, and the other one still has plenty. So, which is a milsad shchicha ma'oid, if people take along a certain amount of foreign currency which they want to use, and when they got there, they realize that it's missing, and they don't have enough, and they go to the friend and say, yeah, he's got leftover money. So, mechaya, it's good for both. I'll lend you the foreign currency which I have left, and you'll repay me when we get back to England in pounds. Or, he wants his foreign currency for the next trip, I'll repay you in foreign currency. Let's go a step more, which happens also very often when you're abroad with somebody else and somebody else makes a purchase to you on their card. You want to go to a park, you need to pay for a train, you want to buy some goods in the store, and somebody has their card on them, the other one doesn't. Do you mind if I can swipe your card for me? And we're not talking about repaying the card late with the interest fees, which that we've already spoken many times, which is ribbis deraisa. If Reuven uses Shimon's credit card, is he's never allowed to pay for the interest fee, which the Baal, where the credit card owner will get charged. And I'll talk about that. Even if he pays it back without any interest, without any fees, how does he pay it? What rate does he pay it? Is he allowed to pay it? Okay, just to realize that the sugya is extremely complicated, and I don't know how much we'll be able to touch on, but we'll try and give over clear and precise, and try and avoid too many machlokes. First, we've got to know the yisod of isor basor. Isor basor, Chazal gave a gezeira. If I go to somebody and I borrow £100, and I give him back £100, Baruch Hashem, he wasn't over is a ribis. Sometimes we forget, not just one over is a ribis, but we came a mitzvah deraisa and kesef talvez ami. Some people think, oh, I don't want to be over ribis, so you know what, I'll avoid lending anybody money. It doesn't say anyway you have to avoid lending people money. It's a mitzvah deraisa to lend people money. But you only can't take back more than you got. So in kesef talvez ami, it's mekayim ben amitzah, you lent £100 to somebody, you got back the £100, mekayim ben mitzvah deraisa. What happens if I lend somebody 100 apples? To get back 100 apples. So, I did a mitzvah salvur. I lent him 100 apples. And, so I came a mitzvah and keset halvis ami. Keset doesn't mean just money. I gave him something which is going to use up. And he's going to give me back a few 100 apples. L'choya, so I came a mitzvah deraisa. There is a mitzvah to lend, including apples. But Chazal forbade it. Because we have a problem, we have a gezeira. When you give back those 100 apples, in reality, you haven't lent somebody 100 apples. You've lent them the worth of the 100 apples when you lent it to them. And therefore, when you gave back the 100 apples, well, it's machlokes whether that's reality or that's a gezeira, but let's keep it simple. When I gave somebody 100 apples, if the 100 apples were worth £1 each when I lent it to them, so it came that I lent them £100. When it comes to return in a week, in a month, the 100 apples back, and if the apples then have gone up to £1.10, then it comes out I'm repaying my malva £110.
I don't apply that to money.
Oh, very good. Okay, we'll get there. So we have the apples coming in and the apples coming out. So the apples came in with £100, the apples going back with £110. That would be a problem of ribis. Chazal took that gezeira because we're scared that the value of the apples will go up. You are not allowed to lend you're not allowed to lend an item, a usable item, which a ribis applies to usable items. Yeah, it doesn't apply to someone which doesn't get used up. So I lend my friend food in order to get back food. Chazal asked it, in the Lushna Mishnah, it's so basur. I gave him chitin, I gave him wheat, I gave him 100 kilo of wheat, to get back 100 kilo of wheat. Therefore, it's a problem because I'm scared the price will go up. The price might go down. I know we don't believe very often that food prices go down, but in reality, the market goes up and down, and the prices might go down as well. So the emes says, I'm going to chidish that should be usa, because I'm just doing a business deal with somebody, I'm lending them 100. Kilo, and I might get back something worth more, I might get something worth less. Filoche Chazal asked to give a product for a product. That is called so v'so. Now Rabbi Yossi pointed out, what's the difference between a product or money? Money also devalues. We all know that if you wanted to buy something in the store for 10 years ago, and you could walk out with £5, you could walk out with a basket or with a bag full of food, and nowadays you can walk out with a tomato. Oh, it's a bit extreme, but the prices have gone up tremendously. What's changed? Have the products become more expensive? Or has the money devalued? So I think generally our look on the world is that money is losing value. You could buy a house for a number of years ago in the area. Okay, the allocation's anyhow gone up. But you could buy houses for a lot cheaper than you can buy them today. Food in the markets, food in the stores. Everything we're buying today it's lost its value. So how do we look at it? Do we lose the money? It's lost its value. Or do we look at the products became more expensive? So I don't know how the economical world looks at it, but Chazal tell us, money never goes up or down. Money is stable. The money in the country where you are, the currency, the local currency where you are, tiva, in Chazal it's called tiva, currency always stays the same. So therefore, it must be that the thing which is moving is the product, which is called peira. Just as you use Lushan of Shulchan Aruch, which is easier, there's something called tiva, and there's something called peira. Tiva means currency. Currency always stays stable. Payer is what moves around. So therefore, in our Mushu we said before, if I lend somebody £100 now, or there's some people who are very kind, and they'll give somebody a big large loan for a down payment for a house, and they'll lend them 20, 30, 40,000 pounds, and they're happy to get the money returned to them in 5 years' time, they're getting back a lot less buying power than what they lent. But they're still not allowed to go and take, because of this, extra money back, in order to give them back for what they lent. But that is when it comes to tiva. Payers moves around. So let's go back to what we were up to. If I'm going to lend somebody payers, and I'm going to get back payers, Chazal forbid even for the same amount of payers, because I'm worried the price will go. There are four different ways of giving payers in a way that's mitzvah. One is that I make a lacha tchila, I'm not going to give back the payers. Obvious. I give 20 payers, and we agree on a price today. I'll give you 100 apples, and instead of saying I owe you 100 apples, we agree today the apples today's market's worth is 100 pounds. I owe you 100 pounds, I don't owe you any more apples. Just push it, we'll change it to halvur in the worth of today. The halvur started off as a money halvur, not as a payers halvur, and I owe you 100 pounds. Problem sorted. Now, push it to eight to number one. There are three other heterim, even if you want to give back the payers. I want my payers back. I want my apples back. When is it mitzvah? The pushes to Eitzah is Eina Makpedis. When we're not Makpid. We're not Makpid means the amount which we're talking about is so minimal. It's such a small amount that even if it would go up, people aren't Makpid on that type of money at all, and therefore it's okay. That is the general heter between borrowing from your neighbor. You go to your neighbor and you knock on. The minig is that you start baking cakes at home without having all the ingredients in the house, and you only realize once everything's being mixed. This is our minig in Klal Yisrael. And so therefore you need some eggs desperately. You run across to the neighbor next door and you say, can I please have some eggs? And they tell you, yeah, no problem. And you take five eggs and you bring back. You make her bring back to you with eight of the five eggs. The difference in price, I'm not sure, maybe it wasn't good mushul. Eggs have gone up, it's crazy. But the difference in price between when I take them to I give them back, generally the change in price on such a small amount which I take is extremely minimal. That is a general heter. Same size. Yeah, it has to be the same size you give back, and it has to be, if you take a large, you have to give back a large. Or if you take apples, potatoes, whatever it is, all these types of items, basic items you just take from your neighbor, you have to make sure you give back the same amount. But the price might go up. A minimal amount is okay. That is Einam Akpedis, heter number two. Heter number three is Yotza Asha. There's a fixed price on the market for this item. How long the price has to be fixed is Machlekes Mechaber Umu. Generally, the Hirua is something which stays the same price for 3 days is okay. If you have an item which keeps the same price for 3 days, it's also okay to borrow and return. I know the prices keep on changing, but I don't think they're changing every 3 days, hopefully. It doesn't have to be 3 days from the day I'm borrowing it. It has to be that this item generally holds its price for 3 days. So that's another heter, Yotza Asha. And then the last heter is Yeshloy. If the person borrowing has a minimal amount of the item which is being borrowed, even Yeshloy Ktas, it can get complicated. So you have to remember, this case we're talking about is enough. Yeshloy Ktas, I'm borrowing Peri for Peri, products for products. Yeshloy Ktas, it's enough to have a little bit of it. If I'm going to my neighbor and I'm borrowing eggs, and I've got an egg, I'm okay. I'm allowed to give back the eggs, even if the prices will change a lot. Therefore, even if it won't be a minimal amount, it'll be a large amount. That can be very nagaya. When you have a case between, let's say, two stores, and they're both selling Kushla Pesach stores, they've both got a Pesach shop, and one of them is running out of their sugar, and they've got 1,000 pallets of, so they call up the neighboring grocery, and said, you haven't perhaps any Kushla Pesach sugar for me, because my stock is nearly finished. There's no problem, I got my delivery yesterday, I have two pallets spare, I'll send you over a pallet. When you get yours at the end of the week, give it back to me. That is a perfect example of a product for a product. They don't want money back, they want the product back, so we don't have the first heter of making up a price. Second, we don't have a heter of Einam Makpedes, because it's a very large quantity, and they definitely are makpid on the difference in price. It will go up, there would be makpid. And Yotza Asha, I don't know what the matzav is in the market, Erev Pesach, whether it is a matzias of Yotza Asha or not. Could be these things fluctuate the whole time. It has to be known. But if, as long as this last grocery, as long as the borrower grocery store has at least one pack of sugar on his shelf, he has Yeshlem At. So he has Yeshlem At, he's allowed to borrow even 1,000 packs of sugar against that one packet.
I had a tiny bit of oil left in my pocket.
So very good. You have a tiny bit of oil in your bottle. Depends what you're borrowing. So Chazal's Tzat was enough. I borrowed oil because you used to go to buy the store, you used to get oil poured out of a barrel into whatever container you brought along, and it was sold by the amount of volume that you went and bought. But nowadays, you're not buying volume of oil in volume. You're buying oil in a bottle. And if you borrow from somebody a bottle and you give him back a little bit of oil, all these bits of oil back up again, you won't be able to repay him in a way that he wants to get repaid for. Therefore, if I borrow a bottle of oil, I have to have a bottle of oil. I can borrow also 100 bottles of oil because of that one bottle. But it won't be enough if I've got a little bit left at the bottom of my bottle. It's got to be the same item which I'm giving back, and something which has to be that you can repay it in what I'm borrowing for.
You borrow it next week because you haven't got it. Borrowed,
right, so therefore next door only okay because Eina Machpedes. The general heft of the neighbor is Eina Machpedes because the amount of difference we're talking about is generally a very minimal amount.
Could your neighbor give you a matzah, then you could borrow on that?
Yes, you can definitely make it. It's a general good idea for people who don't want to get stuck. Because sometimes we forget to repay, unfortunately. And other things which happen is if you make it with your neighbors that anything we take one from the other is a present, we don't have to give it back. Then you can give back whatever you want. You can give back extra also. If you take too many of these presents, you might find your neighbor doesn't answer the door when you come to borrow next. But generally, it's an item to have a matuna. Let's go with Western again. Let's get to where we're trying to get to. Local currency is tevel. Foreign currency is payer. That is a yesod which we have to remember again and again and again. Local currency is tevel. It does not move. The value of local currency does not move. Foreign currency does move. Now, it depends which country I'm in, is what is moving against what. When I'm standing here in England and I want to change pounds for dollars or pounds for euros, which product is going to fluctuate? My 100 pounds is going to stay 100 pounds forever. And if I'm buying dollars or if I'm borrowing dollars or euros or any other foreign currency while I'm in England, the foreign currency is considered products. So therefore, if I borrow in England, 100 euro for 100 euro, it's exactly the same as borrowing apples for apples. It's a very basic halucha, which is extremely not known. Two things is not known, because the whole mystic of sur basur isn't known. This issa that Chazal said, you can't borrow a product for a product, is not known. So often, I can't see simon shuk nuruch in your day, keep some place. And also, that foreign currency is considered payers is also something which isn't well known. Therefore, if I want to borrow here in England, before I go on holiday, 100 euro for 100 euro, so I should have something for my taxi when I get on the other side, it's considered buying a product for a product. Chazal said, such a thing is usa, because I'm worried when I come to return 100 euro, the 100 euro might be worth more pounds than it's worth today. For example, today it might be worth 90 pounds, when I come back it might be worth 92 pounds, as over isa-ribs. I'm not even allowed to do it, ala smach, that no, hopefully it'll be the same. Doesn't help. Chazal don't let you do such a halvur. We have four different ways of sorting it out. Way number one, we said, is asoy domim. Change it into local currency. I mean, I'll go to somebody, I'll borrow 100 pounds, and I'll make up with him how much is the pound today, how much is the euro against the pound today. For example, 90 pounds. We agreed that I don't owe him any more 100 euro, I owe him 90 pounds. You can make up any price which is reasonable today. It doesn't have to be the fixed rate which is on the market. It has to be something which is a normal price to buy euros for that price today. Therefore, if you've got five stores in town, five changes, and one of them will take a percent above, one thing 2% above, 3% above, as long as it's within a normal price range of what is a normal to charge for, that is what you're allowed to agree on, that price. You can't make up two prices. Tell the fellow, if you pay me back in a week's time, I'll charge you 1% above, and if you come back if you're paying back in a month's time, I'll charge you 2% above. That's a problem because you're schmeezing out. You're being mafarish two different prices, but you can agree on a price today, any price which is reasonable for when you give to pay. Hester number one, but that hester only helps if the person who's borrowing them or is lending the money is happy to get back pounds. Very, very often, the person wants to get back the same shekel that he has. He has the shkulin, and when he goes there, it's true, he should have money for his tax. So we have to come into the other hester. The other Ethereum we said was Eina Makbedis. Now, for some reason, when it comes to money, people are Makbed. That's how it works. You go buy a product from somebody, somebody will knock on your door and he's hungry. We have no problem to sit him down and give him a whole seed to eat. And the meal we give them will worth £5, £10, £15. No one's going to make a cheshm. But if someone's going to knock on our door and ask him for a duva, we think it through. Money has a different type of a value in our minds. We're much more Makbed on it. We go to a store and we've just spent £99 and 99 pence for an item, and we gave over £100 cash. We'll stand there and wait for the penny to come back. It sounds stupid, but that's how it is. Matthias says, we'll wait then. If somebody turns around and says, I'm sorry, man, I don't have a penny in the till, okay, we'll walk away. We won't be that. But still, we would have expected to receive that penny back. People are makbed when it comes to money. To say people are in a makbedis in the fluctuation of rates, I don't think it's correct. Sometimes it can be a very, very little amount, but generally when we're borrowing foreign currency, we expect to get back the full worth. We don't have the head of Eina Makpetis. So we're left back with two left. Yotza Hashah. What's with Yotza Hashah? Well, I don't know of any foreign currency that's ever held for 3 days its worth. It fluctuates every second. When you do a big transaction, they'll keep on checking on the minutes. They won't even hold it for you for a short amount of time. If you're doing a smaller one, they'll hold it for a short amount of time because they're ready to take the sakuna, they'll take the risk because it should go into the commission that they're earning on you. But foreign currency changes the whole time. Generally, the hoirua is ungenemen, that there's no head of Yotza Hashah. So we're left with the last one, Yeshloi. Now Yeshloi is an amazing heter if you have it. Therefore, it's a good idea, whoever goes abroad and has had in the past that you have to borrow a foreign currency, take a little bag at home, put inside a 5 euro note, a $1 bill, 20 shekel bill, and if you go to Switzerland, take the 10 francs as the smallest note, put them in a little bag somewhere, and hide them away in your house, that nobody should ever find them and use them, and you'll always have a yeshlo.
You said bills.
I said bills, very good. You pick me up on it. There is a shal in the poskim where you can use coins. Tell you why. It doesn't say anywhere in Shulchan Aruch, but there is a shal in the Hanukkah poskim if you can use coins, because the point is, there's got to be something which is usable in the country where you're borrowing the money. Therefore, it's very hard to use here in England, francs, coins. And shekel here in England, the coins, oh, it's nothing to do with them. Nobody will take them, the money changer won't take them. Yeah, they will. You won't take a note? I think notes will always take. No coins, but all notes. Yeah, generally don't. It could be a euro is okay over here, because when you go to the airport, you can put instead of a pound, they'll charge you 2 euro for the trolley. Somehow their conversion is 1 to 2 when it comes to pounds and euros. And you can put 2 euro in, so therefore it could be it's usable over here. I'm not saying it's also, I'm just saying that if you're doing already this item in order to be okay, go the whole way and do notes.
It's not impossible that the notes will come outdated.
Yeah, it could be. You've got to keep in mind. Yeah, once you put them away and you can't find them anymore, yeah. And then all of a sudden they change the notes. There has to be legal. It has to be the payers that are worth something. If you've got an old note and it's worth nothing, it's not going to help you. Let's just go, we've got a very short amount of time, let's just know basic things. So therefore, if you have Yeshle Ketas, you're okay, it's beautiful. So if you want to borrow foreign currency and you have it, excellent. What happens if you don't have it? So even if you don't have it, there's another Eitzah. Because very often, the person who you're borrowing the money from is happy to receive most of it back in foreign currency. If you go to somebody and you borrow from him $1,000, it could be $100, he doesn't mind selling you. He's got to sell you one of the notes that he has. He can't sell you part of the worth of the note that he has. Yeah, if I go to somebody and I borrow about $100 from him and they tell me, yeah, so $1 of that I'll sell you, you can't slice a $100 bill into 100 pieces because it'll end up being worthless. But you can get one of the notes you can ask him to sell to you, you'll agree a price on one of them, you'll own one, and once you own one, you can borrow the rest however much you want on it. Whether you can give a present or not, it's already going into Machloikson, try to keep it as simple and as clear as possible. So before we go abroad, if you want to borrow foreign currency, in order to return the foreign currency back again in England, so the Mukim Halvur and the Mukim HaChazuras Halvur are both in England. That all foreign currency has a problem of payri, and we have to have the Eitzah of Yeshloi. Unless we agree and we change it from the foreign currency, the repayment will be in pounds. This same problem
that
will be...
worth money. A voucher.
That's already... Let's keep it to legal tender. Now, the same thing applies when we go abroad. It's something which we don't realize. If somebody goes, let's say, two Eden meet together themselves in the French mountains, and they're here in the French mountains, and they met two people together. And there, he's run out of euros. So he tells his friend, because you have 100 euro for me, and I'll repay you. There, everything has just turned the opposite way around. There, it's lechatchila, it's mitzvah to borrow, it's a mitzvah, keset halvas ami, to lend 100 euro to your friend, and tomorrow, the next day, he'll go to the cash machine, and he'll pull out 100 euro and repay him. Because euros, when they're both standing in France, even though they're both English, and they both have English passports, but if they're both standing in France, then the halvur in euro became tiver, became local currency as euros. Therefore, 100 euro for 100 euro is allowed. But the opposite, if somebody ran out of foreign currency, so they're standing in euro, they're standing in France together, and they said, could you lend me... Could you lend me... it's gone up there. Could you lend me £100 for £100? Please give me £100 now, and I'll give you back. I've got in my dirham over here somewhere else, £100. You're in the stop of a, you met somebody, you have to, you owe him money. You ask, can you lend me £10? Can you lend me £20? Can you lend me something? I've got my dira. I'll give you tomorrow back the £20. We have to realize we're going to have the same problem of soa basoa, because pounds in France is foreign currency. So everything changes around. There the heta will only be if yesh lekatas. Most people, if they're two English people standing in France, most of them will have yesh loy pounds. They'll have somewhere a foreign currency. They'll have somewhere English pounds which they own. It doesn't help to have it in the bank account. I know we feel that money we have in the bank belongs to us.
They have to have it in France with them, or even at home.
Oh, so as long as the person who's borrowing them, who's lending them the money, is happy that the money is in England, it's okay to have it there in England. But it doesn't help if it's in the bank. I know we feel that money in the bank belongs to us, but unfortunately, the money in the bank is lent to the bank, and all they do is owe it to us. It doesn't belong to us, and we don't have it. Like you've got all the banks will tell you they've got a guarantee. If there's a certain amount of money, we'll cover, we'll give you back. But they don't intend or to give you back all the money you have by them.
Two English people in France borrow euros. He says, I'll pay the euros back when we get back to England.
Very good. Oh, so now I want to get to the next step. Next step is changing the money. Till now we said we're borrowing the same currency and we're returning the same currency that we borrowed. Yeah? So we had it's a problem of soa basoa, and if you're in England, it's pounds. It's a promise to borrow euros. If you're in France, it's a problem to borrow pounds. Let's go if you're changing the currency. I'm borrowing pounds and I'm giving back euros. I'm borrowing euros and giving back pounds. It gets a lot more complicated. I try and say, I'm not going to say all the cases. I try and say just something that hopefully will be mitzvah according to most possible, which we rely on. If we borrow, if I'm in France and I borrow for some euros, because he's got euros left over, and he doesn't need his euros left. He's got enough euros. He prefers to have it back in pounds. So I'm borrowing from him 100 euros in France, and I'm going to return to him the money when I get back to England. So the essence of what am I doing? I'm giving him money. I'm giving him local currency, which has got a din of tiva. And I'm returning to him something where I'm borrowing it is considered peiri, because pounds in Europe is peiri. But I'm returning to him in England, when in England it's considered, again, local currency. Machlokes in the poskim, how we look at it. Do we look at it as where the place where you borrowed is the main place? Do we look at that as the place you gave it back is the main place? The general heroic is we can go lekila both ways. That we can take on that both ways is considered local currency. Meaning, translate that into lamasa, you can agree on either of the two rates, either the rate which it was when you borrowed it, or at the rate it is when you pay it back. One of the two. Can't just choose a rate in the middle, but you can work it out the rate when it was when you borrowed it, or the rate when you gave it back. The rate when you gave it back is very pushut. Well, because you borrowed some, which is there, you can give it back how much it was. Generally, if you give local currency, you give cash, then people will give back. When they give it back, they'll work out, oh, I know I owe somebody 100 euro, and I come back to England, you work out the cheshbonos, how much that is, and that's how many pounds you'll give them. If you use somebody's credit card or somebody's debit card, then most people aren't making the cheshbonos. All they're doing is going to their bank statement, and they're seeing how many pounds did it cost me. I used my English card in the mountains. I used my English card when I was in France, and whatever it came out by bank statement, I'll go to my friend and tell him that's how much you owe me. So that would also be okay, because that's the rate which is being charged at the time of the halvua. But again, very clear, this halukha is dafka because I borrowed the money in France, and we made up, agreed that I'm going to return the money in England. But if we agreed I'm going to return the money in France, then the halukha will change. I go to my friend, I met him at the petrol station, and my card didn't work, and I used his card. So I spent 100 euro on his English card, and afterwards at night he checks how much it was and worked out I got charged 90 pounds. So no problem here, I'm giving back 90 pounds of English money. That will already be a different halukha, because there I took cash and I bought payers. Now the halukha is, if I buy cash and I take cash and I buy payers, and it's not a problem at all to use the rate of the loan. Therefore I bought now an amount of payers, I can use the rate that it says on my bank statement. Can I use the value it is when I come to repay? That already goes into halukas of psika, which are, I just don't want to complicate it, and I don't want to, we've gone over time, I don't want to complicate it, so we'll keep it simple. Let's go very quick summary of what we spoke about. One has to be careful when it comes to foreign currency, the gabi hilchos ribis. Foreign currency is considered payers, local currency is considered tiva. Tiva never moves, payers is always the one that moves. Therefore, Chazal didn't let you borrow peiros for peiros, because they're worried when you come to return it, the money, the peiros might have changed in value. There are four different ways of getting around it. One of them is agreeing straight away when I borrow the peiros how much it's worth, and agree on the tiva price, agree on the local currency price. Second way around is yotza ashar or einam akpedes. People are makpedos, there's a fixed rate which does not apply to foreign currency. And the last item, if you want to actually return the currency which local foreign currency received, is only yeshloi ktas. You have to see that you have a yeshloi. Lachatchila should be a note. And if you don't have, you can ask the person to sell you one, or you can get from somebody else one. And that is if you're borrowing foreign currency for foreign currency. You have to remember that when you go abroad and both people are abroad, the foreign currency and the local currency will change from what it was in England. Therefore here, pounds will be local. There, euros will be local, or dollars will be local, or shekel will be local. If I go and I'm changing different currencies, I'm buying pounds for euros, or I'm buying euros for pounds, or any other different types of ways, one has to be very careful. It gets much more complicated. If I'm agreeing to borrowing it in one country and returning it in that second country, and both of those countries was the local currency where I borrowed it and where I returned it, for example, I borrow pounds in order to give euros back in Europe, or I borrow euros in Europe to give back pounds in England, you can take on either the rate of the borrowing or the rate of returning. Anything else different than those two scenarios needs to be talked through and worked out. I don't know if this time, if anybody has these types of shalas, we have an email set up. You can always send through. There's a phone number also, which I don't remember. I can look it up on my phone. But ukribis@gmail.com. Either 1B or 2Bs, you can send through of something like this or these types of ideas. Blin later, somebody will try and get back to you. UK Rivers. Like again.
Shackles in England. We're in both kettles, we're both going back to England. And you might say, what's the check?